Phoenix Audio presents.
Endangered Species by Nevada Barr. Black and blood-warm water slammed into Anna's back, rushing over her shoulders and down the front of her shirt. Closing her eyes against the salt sting, she clung to the turtle's carapace and concentrated on keeping her footing as the wave dragged against her legs, sucking the sand from beneath her sneakers. There was little the turtle couldn't handle in the sea. It was land, that unfamiliar and ever-changing universe that had baffled her. For miles she'd swum from God knew where to lay her eggs on the beach of Cumberland Island, one of the Golden Isles off the coast of Georgia. In her tiny brain, or perhaps her great heart, instinct had programmed a map with such precision that out of thousands of miles of coastline, she'd found her way back to this narrow ribbon of sand. Anna ducked as another wave broke across her shoulders and embraced the animal hard against her. Between drenchings, Anna could hear the delighted cries of park rangers, volunteers, and researchers celebrating the renewed cycle of this threatened species. Over the past hour, since she'd been drafted into the turtle midwifing business, Anna had received a crash course in the reproductive habits of the loggerhead. In an ideal world, they made their way up onto the beach, above high tide, dug a nest, laid the eggs, and buried them. Their role in the universe completed, they returned to the sea, and it was presumed never looked back until 4 or 5 years rolled by, and they again felt the urge to come home to nest. The turtle Anna danced with in the crashing surf could not negotiate the sand cliff and was exhausting herself with the effort. Too tired to fight any longer, she was giving up.